that I always go back to, all the way to March. Why were they stopped? This is one of the safest drugs I've ever seen, ever. And I hate to do this, but I mean, I've got study after study. Helps in diabetes. All right, helps lower the hemoglobin A1C. Approved in diabetes in India. Improves obesity and insulin resistance. Again, improves the lipid profile, the largest meta-analysis ever done. And I can go over and over. So let's see. Decreases antiphospholipid syndrome, decreases thrombosis. So this drug is not only safe, it's actually good for you in many instances by lowering your sugar levels, by lowering your lipid profile, by stopping thrombosis. And it's actually effective, protective against accelerated atherosclerosis. Amazing. The other things, again, in a study of patients with rheumatoid arthritis, it actually decreased cardiovascular events. That means heart attacks. It actually inhibits autophagy in metastatic colorectal cancer. So the inhibition of autophagy is another factor for the drug. It's an amazing drug. If I ever get stuck on a desert island, the drug I want is hydroxychloroquine. So has effects on angiogenesis, hemostasis, again, more. I've got so many, I don't know what to do with them all. Helps in chronic kidney disease. Actually helps in MS. So it's amazing. I'm going to stop because I literally have like 15 more, all right? The point is, this drug is not only is it safe, it's good for you in many instances for the major things that hurt us in this world. Cardiovascular disease, strokes, thrombotic events. I don't need to say any more about it. This is an amazing drug. We need to move on past the safety issue.